Joining us now on the Ticket Hotline, as he does after every game, win or lose, it's the Cowboys owner and GM. We say good morning to Jerry Jones. Hi, Jerry.
Did you like that game?
We did.
I did very much.
The Mowdown at Motown. That's what I'm calling it.
Congratulations.
We really mowed them Lions down. I tell you what, we beat them Lions like we were Siegfried and Freud.
There's a lot to work on there, but yeah, we get it.
We know what you're referencing. Yeah.
I always love going to Motown because Mo was always my favorite of the Three Stooges, and I had no idea he was born there.
Yeah, I don't know if he really was or not.
It's a rough place, though. I tell you, when you're walking through that stadium there in Detroit, you get the feeling that most of them fans are there in attendance because of some kind of work release program or something.
Oh, man.
It's rough, man. I was offered narcotics and Asian massages no less than 8 times on the way up to my suite yesterday.
Good Lord. I hope you said no.
Yeah. I tell you, I wish I had now.
You wish you had said no?
Yeah, I wish I had. But you know, when you take the blue pill, you got to take advantage of it, too.
Oh, gosh.
I think it'd be a lot easier to take them Lions seriously if they're head coach didn't look like he should be on a no-fly list.
Yeah, he's quite a look.
He does have a look. What's his name? Matt Patricia?
Patricia, uh-huh.
Looks like he should be working on your plumbing in your house, not coaching the team, doesn't he?
Yeah, he's a good defensive coach, though.
I know, yeah, obviously, because we're still taking too long to get started our offense.
Yeah.
For sure. I wish we'd get started a little bit sooner. Windows 95 starts up faster than we do. And I only know that because that's still the operating system on Roosevelt's computer.
Oh, it needs to update that.
Yeah, he does. He does. But good news is, once again, Jason Garrett has furiously clapped us to another victory.
He has. He sure has.
He's over there cheering us on. What would we do without Coach Clapper?
He's guided you to 6-4.
Well, you may be 8-2. That's what you'd probably do.
Clapped us to 6-4. And Dak just continues to justify my love.
Yeah.
He is so good. He threw for 444 yards.
How about that?
Which, that's about as far as Gene threw my Super Bowl rings when I came home at 3 in the morning last Saturday night.
She's got quite an arm.
She does, I tell you. I'd love to start her, but she says she don't want to mess up her makeup by quarterbacking in an NFL game.
Well, sure. Yeah, we can understand that.
And Zeke continues to stimulate my curiosity. I'm just wondering how much taller his hair can get before it topples over under its own weight.
Yeah, and he's been pretty ineffective these last 2 weeks, too.
Tell you what, that's why I'm scared to pay Dak.
Yeah, you pay him, and then they
you
don't
pay
produce.
Him and then they stop playing for you.
Well, but, I mean, he's playing hard. He's just not running for a lot of yards.
But Dak just continues to bear a miracle. A miracle.
Well, we've had two quarterback miracles.
I know. How many teams have hit on two superstar quarterbacks back-to-back that the rest of the league overlooked?
It's very rare.
None. That's who. And who was the man GMing the hell out of both those pickups?
You were.
That was you.
You were. I gave you credit last week. I think you figured out this GM thing. Yeah.
And I wonder if I can divert some of Zeke's money over to Dak, maybe just to get update the routing number or something like that.
You could try.
I don't think so.
Because it's starting to look like I'm going to have to pay Dak $100 million a year.
Something like that.
$100 million
no.
a year. That's a lot of Mooney.
That is a lot of Mooney, but I don't think you're going to have to pay it that much.
But we got the Patriots coming up.
Yep.
And I cannot wait for Old White to meet Smooth Chocolate.
That's what you call Tom Brady.
No one's talked about it that way.
The quarterback face-off of the century. Yeah, that's his nickname, Old White.
Oh, you're predicting maybe a changing of the guard.
Yeah. Oh, this is. This will be a big changing of the guard. I think that Dak schools Tom Brady on how to be a real quarterback. a true quarterback, I think the whole nation will get behind Dak Prescott as the face of the NFL.
Okay, well, you got your chance on Sunday.
It's coming up Sunday, and then, of course, after that, we got that Thanksgiving game against the Bills. So I count these. We got two victories coming up. That's good.
All right.
Well, okay.
Certain victories coming up here.
Okay. 8-4 would look great.
Daddy, can we have Halloween again? I love dressing up as SpongeBob in anime.
I don't even know who anime is, but anyway.
Who is that? Is that one of your grandkids?
That's Junior. No, that's Junior. He's in the back. Shut up and eat your Fruit Loop.
Fruit Loop.
Sorry, I'm having to run the kids up to school because Jean's sleeping off the box she polished off last night.
Stop it with that.
That sounded worse than I intended it to, but anyway.
Box of wine.
Yeah, that's right, a box of wine. Yeah,
there we go.
I got to get on up there, and this station wagon's got a floppy wheel, so we got to taking us quite a while to get there. But go Cowboys.
Okay.
Beat them Patriots.
Go Cowboys. See you, Jerry. 8:46 on the ticket.